So that's right, folks. This is where we are this morning. Looney Tunes again. This is what we woke up to. Donald Trump calls Andrew Gillum a thief in his tweet this morning. And as you know, Andrew Gillum is running for Florida governor against Ron DeSantis in Florida. He's the guy, Ron DeSantis is the guy on those TV commercials that are asinine, that literally is sitting there building a wall out of squishy blocks with his babies, who are so young they clearly don't know what he's doing. And they just have this look on their face like, Dad, what is it? What are we doing here? Sitting on the carpet with all these cameras, building a squishy Trump wall with these blocks. I guess he's trying to show that he's capable of having kids, which maybe distantly qualifies him for being governor of Florida. Folks, I'm not sure. I don't know. But Andrew Gillum, a thief. That's what Donald Trump said, a thief. He's a thief. I mean, when is Donald Trump going to act presidential? Still waiting. I'll tell you what, Mr. President, I'll tell you something here. You show me your taxes and I'll show you a thief. You want to see a thief? I'll show you a thief. You show me your taxes and I'll show you a thief. We all know it. That's why we've never seen the taxes. And the New York Times uncovered generational thievery by the Trump family in how Donald Trump's father, Fred Trump, used shell companies to funnel off money without paying taxes. I mean, thief? Come on. It's endless. I've just about had enough of it here. And it's like some cruel purgatory that we're all in here, that we have to continually deal with this crap on a daily basis. But that's what white-collar thieves do, Mr. President. And not only that, hey, how about that fraud that you called Trump University, which bilked millions from Americans? I mean, let's sit down and talk about who's a thief here. And like I said, you show me your taxes and I'll show you a thief. And by the way, folks, if you didn't know it, this is the Rusted Culture Show, where we highlight just how rusted our culture has become with Donald Trump. Stay right there. There's more to come. And today we're going to talk about something here. I'm going to give you the headline here. It's called Trump and the Gullibles. Stay right there. Well, I wouldn't say love is in the air exactly here today, but I'm going to call this episode Trump and the Gullibles. And I don't think folks that voted for Trump are deplorables. We've heard that bandied about, you know, back, I think Hillary Clinton said that back during the campaign. I really don't think that folks that voted for Donald Trump are deplorables. I really don't. I know that's not the case. I honestly believe that these fellow Americans who voted for Donald Trump, they just wanted change. And they saw this guy who's great at putting on a Richie Rich show, Donald Trump, and they voted for Richie Rich, who, like a lot of politicians, said he'd make their lives infinitely better. They all promised this. And clearly, folks, the better, quote unquote, the better isn't happening. And I'm talking about middle America here. Yeah, the top 1%, the 2%, the better, you're just in it. It's all over. Yeah, you know, you're just like a piggy in it, just wallowing in it. Yeah, the better is there for you, but for middle America, there is no better right now. And what we got was, out of this whole thing so far, what we've got here, folks, let's just take an inventory. We've got tax cuts for corporations and the rich, which Donald Trump told us would trickle down. You know, that old trickle down. And I've been telling you for, excuse me, I don't know how long, at least a year, you know, there is no trickle down. Just wait and see. I mean, we're seeing it. It's not trickling down. Middle-income folks, middle America is struggling. And Donald Trump is not the champion that he said he would be for the middle class. And like I've said, this trickle-down thing, it's not happening. And it won't happen. It's not going to happen. And what we really got at the end of the day here so far, at this point that we're in, what we really got was Trump trying to kill the best start we've ever had at a health care safety net for Americans. The Affordable Health Care Act, the best start. Like I said, it's not perfect, but it's a start. And instead of building on that, he's been trying to kick it and kill it. It's just like the little engine that could. It's amazing that the Affordable Health Care Act is functioning in any way that's helping Americans right now, just because of the fact that it's been yanked at and pulled. And, you know, it's like Donald Trump's got the hood open and he's got his hand in there pulling off all sorts of crap, wires and God knows what off the engine. And he's telling you, yeah, I can take care of this. Don't worry about it. I got it. Well, they've been trying to kill this thing for years, folks. They're still trying to kill it. You know this? On one hand, Republicans are saying, for example, today that they believe in insuring people with pre-existing conditions, while at the same time, at the very same time, they're suing to have that language revoked. 20 states, in fact, are suing in all the way down along with the federal government. They're suing to have the pre-existing conditions removed from insurance policies. So what they say is they can make it cheaper for everybody. But I'll tell you what, it's tearing Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, it's tearing it down. They're still trying to do it. And this pre-existing conditions thing, as you get older, folks, you know it, you need it, and they're trying to take it away from you. Don't let them do it. So here's Trump saying one thing, as we know, and doing another. I keep saying time and time again, watch what they do. Don't listen to what they say. Just look at what he's doing, and he's tearing your health care apart. The best chance that we had at something that was a safety net for most Americans, middle class, poor, and let's face it, the rich don't need it. That's, you know, that's why they don't give a rat's patootie. They don't care. Let's not be gullible about this, folks. And how much of you know, how gullible does Donald Trump think we're going to be? I mean, really, he just keeps feeding it to us. I mean, let's not be gullible about this. And you know, something like this. This is another way that he's trying to feed, you know, the gullibility to America. He's sending troops to the border because this migrant caravan, which is over 2 months away, he's sending troops to the border just for you to see. It's just an act. It's a stunt. Because he knows that immigration is a hot topic, and he's just putting those troops there so that the TV cameras get down there and they start filming these troops. And it's just a farce. I mean, they're 2 months away, and it's just a publicity stunt. Let's not be gullible about this. You know, Donald Trump, he claims the migrants are interspersed with gangs. You know what I say? Prove it. Get off your fanny and prove it. He claims the migrants are trying to spread diseases along with Fox News. You know what? Prove it. Prove it. That's BS. You know, it's just a bunch of crap that you expect us to believe. We're not that gullible. And if you haven't noticed, Trump is preying on this gullibility factor. I mean, it's what he does. Trump is good at taking the dialogue of conspiracy, and with all this whole mess of alternative unproven facts, he extends that into a fake reality that works for him. Then at the same time, he calls everything else fake news. At the same time, it's all fake news. Don't listen to them. And this is how Trump and the gullibles operate. Conspiracy theories are treated like facts, so the gullible person looks at that like an epiphany. Oh, like an epiphany from the president, and says, gosh, I never thought of it like that. That's because it's all made up. Don't be gullible and gobble up everything Trump says as fact. Don't believe that to be a good American patriot, you have to gobble up everything he says. And this whole gullibility thing of Americans, it's not just a state of mind, folks, it's a movement. This thing is a movement. It's not a state of mind. There is a defined movement of gullibility in America today that is unlike anything we've ever seen before. Let me illustrate this. Just take the Trump rallies, for example. Did you ever notice that no matter where Trump goes, The folks in the front are all holding the exact same placards time and time again. Sometimes they say "Woman for Trump" and "Make America Great Again." But they're all the same placards. He must have had a million of them printed. And they just get together and they say, "Can you hold this? Can you wear this hat? Can you hold that placard?" You see them time and time again. It's the same dog and pony show with the same Trump propaganda and a city coming near you. That's gullibility right there. I'm not buying any of this stuff. I'm not buying a darn bit of it. I'm not buying anything that Donald Trump is selling. I'll tell you what, my family has been loving this country for over 200 years on both sides. And I'm not going to let this country fall for this kind of gullibility. We haven't loved this country for 200 years in our family to start believing any sort of this crap that's coming from Donald Trump. I'm not believing anything in these rallies. It's just a stage. It's a stage where everything is make-believe and all set up so that Trump can blab out the same message. And folks, the message, it's getting old. Just take for a second, let's look at the economy. He likes to say that the economy is doing really great, and it is, and he always takes credit for it. But it started turning around actually under Obama. It started way back then. It didn't start right when Trump came to office. But last quarter, the economy has grown, as we just heard, at a 3.5% pace in the third quarter. And they even dragged old sleepy dwarf Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary. They woke him up, and he said that Trump's economy is defying conventional wisdom once again. Okay, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, you can go back to sleep now. Thank you very much. Which he promptly did, I'm sure. The problem is, folks, if you look closely at the third quarter economic data, you'll find that consumer spending, that's you and that's me, were a key factor in that growth. Consumer spending rose 4% in that same quarter. But the thing is, there was a huge drop in exports and a steep decline in business spending. And man, it's making us wonder if the economy gains are sustainable. I mean, a big drop-off in business spending is not what you want to see. And hang on. Wait a minute here. I mean, didn't Trump say that his corporate tax cuts and the tax cuts for the rich were going to be that stimulus that would trigger spending? I mean, isn't that what he said when he put those tax cuts through for the rich and the corporations? Ouch. What's going on? What happened to that? And just what in the hell are the corporations doing with all that money? And I'll tell you what they're doing with it, folks. They're putting it right in their pockets, just like the rich are doing with their tax cut that they got from Trump. Wouldn't you do the same thing? They're putting it right in their pockets. It's not going into the economy, which is scary. So really, don't be gullible, folks. There's no magic here to see in the so-called Trump recovery. And the stock market is figuring that out too, isn't it? And I'm just going to throw in these crazy tariffs that are killing Iowa farmers, by the way. Killing them. None of this is good for the economy. Tariffs are just going to make you and me pay more for goods. And the stock market has figured that one out too, hasn't it? Tariffs aren't good. So, you know, it's exasperating here, but what Trump has really done with these tax cuts for corporations and tax cuts for the rich, what he's really done is set the stage for a massive deficit so big that your kids will be paying these deficits off for generations. They're still going to be paying for it. Get ready, folks, for deficits under Trump like no man has ever seen before. Get ready for them. They're coming. And the deficits are going to be so big under this Republican president, and the economic growth isn't going to be there to erase them. So get ready for it, folks. This is what's coming. You're going to start to see Medicare cuts, Social Security cuts, Medicaid cuts. And just keep in mind that the rich don't care about this at all. None of those programs impact them. They just got this massive tax cut, so they're fat and happy. So Trump took care of them, but once again, folks, it's the little guy that's going to suffer in this next round. It's the little guy when these deficits start to come out. And I'm afraid that if you elect Republicans in this midterm, you're going to see cuts like you've never seen before that are going to make your head spin. And we've already seen Mitch McConnell already taking aim at your Social Security. He's got your Medicare in his focus too, in his gun sights. All these folks that are cutting your Social Security and Medicaid, they don't give a damn. Why would they? They're Trump gullibles. And he's made them all rich. Why would they care? Folks, it's time for some civility in government. It's time for stopping the games. It's time to end the lies. And it's time to stop the violence. So far, the only mob that I've seen is some of these nationalist mobs who are energized by Trump. And you take somebody like the synagogue shooter. You know, they're all energized by Trump. And that nut job in Florida, Caesar Sayoc, that gullible nut job that sent out the pipe bombs. And, you know, talking about that, let's just change gears for a second here, folks. I've got a new segment that I want to add to the show. And we're just going to take a breather from the insanity of Donald Trump for a second here. So let's change gears. And what has you scratching your head this week? I mean, obviously political things, but what are some of the things that have got you scratching your head? What have you ever noticed that's got your goat? You know, something that's not working right. Well, you know what it is for me this week? I just, you know, this is my segue into this dang iPhone that I've got. I feel like throwing this thing off the highest peak. The fact that there is no way on this darned iPhone to block a caller ID that comes through as no caller ID. You've seen those. And have you ever seen the one that comes through as unknown? You know, those two things. I mean, there's no way to block them. I mean, what are we dealing with here? What are we paying for these phones and the service for? I mean, it's not cheap, is it? I mean, but we can't block any of those kinds of calls. I mean, really, we pay and we pay and we pay. And the number one thing that we'd like to do with a phone, obviously, is block those annoying freaking calls that come through every day, and we can't do a darn thing about it. That's what's got my goat. The phone rings. You know the routine. The phone rings. You stop what you're doing. You pull it out of your pocket. You look down, and it says unknown, or it says no caller ID. So you press the button. You silence the phone, and you let it ring through to voicemail. And guess what? They never, ever leave a voicemail because they're crackpots that are trying to sell you something. Or some other crazy thing. Why can't Apple fix this crap? And, I mean, you ever seen stuff like that? I mean, whatever you got there. I mean, that's my iPhone rant for today. But I'm going to add this new segment. What's causing you some grief? What kind of product? What kind? You know, you just name it. Send it to me at rustedcultureradar@gmail.com. We'd like to hear about it. And we'll talk about it. I'll rant about it. And, you know, it might be a product, a grape, or God, you got some bad food at a restaurant. I don't know about that, but whatever you have, just send it on. It's rustedcultureradar@gmail.com. No spaces in that. When you spell out Rusted Culture Radar, no spaces. Ah, so that was a nice little break. I'm going to take a little sip of coffee here. Ah, so I'm going to get back to Trump and the gullibles. Dang it, I can't give this up. You know what, folks? This is going to get, it's getting to an epidemic proportion, Trump and the gullibles. And the amount of blind gullibility by some of our fellow Americans, it's astounding. And like I said before, I don't think of Trump supporters as deplorables. Far from it. I've told you this before, but some of my dearest friends who I've known for years, and I would literally do anything for these friends. I don't have a lot of them that are Trump followers, but I do have some. You know, I don't give up on friends just because they like Trump. You know, we talk about it, try to convince them, try to have that come to Jesus moment. But they're not deplorables, and they're certainly not stupid. Not even close to being stupid, but gullible? I think so. And this story of Trump and the gullibles seems to reach new highs every day. Every day, new highs. Talk about the pipe bomber. Let's talk about him for a second. Caesar Sayoc. From my home state of Florida. Even, I mean, not even my home state, but my God, he was actually in West Palm Beach spinning records at that gentleman's club. My God, I just can't get my head around this guy. I just can't. I mean, it's just weird cookies out there, folks. There's some weird cookies. A big Trump fan, Caesar was, living in a white van with these presidential seals all over it. And like I said, spinning records in an adult nightclub in West Palm Beach? My God, that's my hometown. Oh, like I said, I mean, we get some, there's some nut jobs in Florida for sure. And you know what? This guy was gullible as they come, all right. And he's an example of how he ate every story Fox News could invent in their conspiracy machine. And I feel Cesar was motivated with all the emotion that they deliver in these conspiracy theories. They amp it up, Fox News. You know, the caravan of immigrants have diseases, they're telling you. Prove it. Like I said, gang members are in the caravan. Prove it. The Clintons sent the pipe bombs to themselves. For God's sakes, prove it. Nut job. All this conspiracy crap has consequences, folks, because people like Cesar believe it and they act on it. Words matter. And here's an example. I'm going out, we're going to go out into the, follow me if you will, we're going out into the abyss of conspiracy theories, Breitbart.com. Gullibilities are just astounding. The gullibles live in these places, folks. The abyss of conspiracy theories. Breitbart.com. The gullibles live here. It's a rather dark place where they all get amped up about a conspiracy theory, and then they invent alternative facts to support it, and then they all yell and scream about it to each other. It's a very dark place. If you don't believe me, just read some stories in comments. This is where they, the gullibles, this is where they live and breed. And with respect to Caesar, the pipe bomber, they say stuff like this that gets thousands of thumbs up on the comments. They say stuff like this. He is a deep state false flag plant. They put him into action just before Trump was even elected. This is the smoking gun that proves the deep state has been out to destroy Trump since day one. This guy is a communist Antifa Dem who is taking the fall for the money. Wow. Pretty strong stuff, but that's what Chris PDX said on Breitbart.com about Cesar Sayoc. And another commentator, he got that guy, Chris PDX, he got thousands of thumbs up. I mean, really? This other guy said this. This whole thing is so fake. It's just a poor modification of the movie Wag the Dog. That van. Oh, please. You tried hard with that one. Too fake for words. Really? This is the kind of stuff that the gullibles are saying. They can take fact, any fact, and they can push it through that conspiracy machine and supposedly create this aha moment conspiracy theory that the gullibles all gobble up. Sort of like an epiphany. I didn't see it that way. They've all taken a lesson from Trump on how to do this, and they've pushed fact to conspiracy to a new set of fake facts that they hold, and they all gobble it up. It's Trump and the gullibles, and there's no end in sight. And the fact that they can stare down a fact like Cesar Sayoc and say stuff like this about this pipe bomber, and another one, I've got to read this one to you. Another one said this, again on Breitbart, and it's unbelievable. And I quote him. He says this, "That's what strikes me most about this. He's absolutely a caricature, the very model of what every leftist thinks about every Trump supporter. What are the odds a guy matching this description pulls a stunt like this at this particular time? I don't know what to believe at this point, but it's too damn convenient." Well, he goes on to say this, "I'm sorry, it's just that you have the left living in a bubble that doesn't remotely resemble reality. They're going batshit crazy for the last 2 years, claiming they're fighting the good fight against this mythical wave of right-wing hate, and then suddenly, 2 weeks out from the midterm, here comes this guy that validates all of their delusions and makes the leftist mob look sane. Yeah, that's just too damn convenient. Amazing, folks. I mean, that was what Paladin_07 said on Breitbart, and he had hundreds of thumbs up on that comment. Hundreds. God. I mean, the thing that gets me is that even with the facts, and we know they're facts, I mean, they're coming right from the FBI. Even with all of that, the gullibles cannot believe those facts, and they persist, and they take that, and they form this alternative reality that they all live in. It's dangerous. This alternative reality. They take the very facts in front of them, and they reform that into this alternative reality that they just live in. The facts are facts, and the reality is Cesar Sayoc was one hell of a Trump fan that sent these pipe bombs out, and I'm telling you, he was way too gullible and believed the hate seed that Donald Trump planted and Fox News then runs with, along with all of their conspiracy theories, to the point that Cesar Sayoc felt that to be a good patriot for Donald Trump, he had to act. And that's the danger of Donald Trump, folks. It's like a machine. Donald says something. Fox News creates these conspiracy theories around that and wraps it up, redelivers that alternative reality, if you will, to their viewers, who then have this epiphany, this aha moment, and say, oh, I never saw it like that. Yeah. That's how they do it. And then you get somebody like Cesar Sayoc that felt that he had to act for Donald Trump based on that machine, that conspiracy machine. Folks, I want you to please vote for change in a week. I won't be mad if you vote Republican, but I might think that you're gullible. But in any event, just vote. And I want to thank you for joining in. And we look forward to seeing you next time around. Thanks again.